Welcome to the First Lady of Nutrition podcast. Ann Louise Gittleman is a New York Times bestselling author of over 37 books on diet, detox, the environment, and women's health. For more than four decades, Ann Louise has been regarded as a leading voice and visionary in nutrition and who has fearlessly stood on the front lines of holistic and integrative medicine. For more information, check out annlouise.com. That's annlouise.com. And here's your host, Ann Louise Gittleman.
Hi, everyone. Ann Louise Gittleman here for First Lady of Nutrition. Today, we have a most interesting guest who's going to talk about intelligent threads. He has developed a wearable technology that is taking the world by storm. Brian, tell me about this new wearable technology that's 100 years into the future. I'm really fascinated by what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. We developed a technology, we call it tension release technology. It's a particle that I developed and I was able to embed it into fiber. The thing about the particle is it has to be in close proximity to the body to work. So then fiber or clothing is a way to stabilize the particle as well. So the clothing was the perfect option. So we were able to actually put the particle directly at a molecular level into the clothing. And so when the clothing gets in close proximity or you put it on, you wear the clothing, it actually signals to the body to release every engaged muscle within it.
So how does it do that? Is this a synthetic property? My people are very organic, non-GMO. Give me an idea of what, well, people are very concerned about wearing synthetic materials. So can you embed this in natural materials?
Yeah, it's a great point of view. Yes, we have organic cotton. We have cotton. We have we also have polyester. And we have linen. And we have bamboo. We have different materials we put it in. So you do have a choice if you want the polyester line, because you know what? A lot of people aren't educated and they love polyester. And so that's fine. So we make sure we provide it for everybody.
So tell me what kind of benefits people are receiving. I mean, I got some promotional material from you, and one of my husband's favorite golfers, Fred Couples, uses your stuff. So I'm impressed. But give me an idea of what benefits people have been reporting.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. Once the body gets out of structure, proper alignment, a multitude of things can happen. So the first thing that happens is when the muscles let go, the engaged muscles let go, the structure has a chance to straighten up. And so the benefits of that are pretty quick when it comes to it. When you put it on, the muscles pretty much release instantaneously. But it takes a little bit of time in some cases for the muscles to move back into the proper position. So we develop some movements and stretches from it. So when I originally developed this, I didn't think about sleeping. And then a couple of years into it, you know, people kept coming back to me and go, I'm sleeping so much better, which in my mind made sense because they were more relaxed. And that's, I think, the biggest, quickest benefit that people see is they tell me that when they get home from work, they'll put it on and they just completely relaxed. But so we did a sleep study and we saw 80% increase of REM and deep sleep on average.
When you wear one of these garments to sleep, I take it.
Correct. Yeah, and we have pillowcases and bed sheets as well and blankets. There's all kinds of ways to utilize it when you sleep. But yeah, when you sleep at night with either wearing the clothes or, on the pillowcase or the bed sheets. So it was really kind of interesting. With Fred, it was kind of fascinating. I've been working with Fred for about 16 years. He's a great guy. I love Fred. Fred's amazing. And I do a technique called Synergy Release Method, and we work with the structure of the body to help people function better. And out of that, birth the Intelligent Threads products. And about a year ago, two masters ago, he wasn't going to play. They flew me out, and I fixed him, and he was able to play in the masters, which was, you know, pretty insane because he wasn't going to play. And I introduced him to the Intelligent Threads products at that time. And he won't take them off, which is pretty exciting. So the next Masters, and he did play, but didn't make the cut. Well, in the next year that followed, what happened was, he had a turn. He kept playing. He played really well. He had a tournament. Now he's 63 years old. He had a tournament this last year where he scored a 60, the lowest round of his career. Now, you 63, you don't score. You don't, you know, you don't go the lowest round of your career at 63. Like, you may do that in your 30s, 40s, but you don't do it at 63.
Right.
And he told me the only thing that changed was him wore the clothes. He didn't do anything different. So we thought that was pretty cool. And then this year at the Masters, I flew back out there. I was fortunate enough to go. And we made sure everything was right on him. And he made the cut. So now he's the oldest man in history to make the cut at the Masters. And he was wearing our products the whole time, which is pretty awesome. So, you know, so there are definitely a lot of the athletes that I work with definitely love it as well. But then, you know, it helps everybody. I have pregnant ladies that wear it. I have kids that wear it. I have older people that wear it. A lot of the older people that I work on, they love it as well. It just helps them feel better and take the stress out of their body and uncompensates them, which releases a lot of the other problems.
So what's your background? So tell me what your background is.
So it's interesting. I went to school for multimedia communication information, so it has really nothing to do with what I do today. Mm-hmm. But I sprained my ankle. I know it's very odd. I sprained my ankle real bad. I met a guy, and he helped me, you know, recover from that. And I wondered how he did that so efficiently. So I started working with him. I basically apprenticed under him. And we realized pretty quickly that the muscles control the bones and so forth and so on. So that's where I had the idea to get the muscles to let go. Because if I get the muscles to let go, then the whole body strains up. So really, the background is just kind of, you know, I would say go to the library, but nowadays you go on the internet and you can look up pretty much any information you want and you start piecing everything together. So it's funny is I don't have a background in medical, but I hate to say this like this, but I think it kind of helped me because I didn't know what was possible, what not possible. So then my yes. mind was open just to go after what I needed to. And I've studied, you know, all kinds of different disciplines, and so it's really kind of fascinating. I've been able to pull a lot of them together to do what we do with the SRM.
So can you wear this technology? Can you wear it as underwear, undergarments, and then put something on top?
Absolutely, yeah. We made a white cotton shirt, and I wear them all the time as undershirts, and then I wear another shirt on top of them. So yeah, we haven't come out with a full-blown underwear line only because when we looked at sports bras, and I don't know anything about clothes. I'm not a clothes guy, or used to not be. I'm quickly learning all about clothes, but we went on to a really nice athletic brand's website, and they had 67 different types of sports bras, not to mention sizes and colors. And we said, "This we're a little over our head." And so I hired a lady who helps us with the design of all the clothing. Everything looks a lot better now that she's a part of our team than when I was designing stuff.
So tell me the name of your website. I want people to go on there then. It's called intelligentthreads.com.
That's it, intelligentthreads.com. Yes, ma'am.
Is there an ideal age for people to wear this clothing?
Yeah, that's the cool part. No, not really. I think we've had pregnant ladies wear them before they're pregnant, during the pregnancy, and wrap their kids on it. But I think people cut them off all the time. They said, "Oh, I'm getting old. That's my problem." And I always tell them, I said, "It's not that you're old. You just had longer to mess up." So people that have had longer to mess up, I do think it will benefit them quite well. But it really benefits everybody. That's the beauty of it. Because once the body starts to compensate, a world of problems start happening. And this helps stop that and it takes compensations out of the body. So
you're going to the root cause of structural abnormalities.
Yeah, because if you think about it, what causes the structure to, you know, go out of place? Well, it could be a fall or a hit or something like that. And that's for sure can happen. But then the body should straighten back up. But sometimes it doesn't. And the only thing that engages in the body are the muscles, right? So the muscles engage to hold the structure in a position to take the pressure off the pain. So, like, so for example, if you stump your toe, you're going to try to walk on your heel to take the pressure out of your toe. Well, that now you have to shift all your weight in your body to the opposite hip and then utilize your leg differently. Well, when the toe heals, then you should be able to shift back and walk normally. But sometimes that shoulder, let's say, drops on the right side. Instead of it rising back up, and uncompensating, the opposite shoulder, the opposite hip will actually compensate for. So the left hip will compensate for the right shoulder because of the pain in the neck, so to speak. Well, now all of a sudden the pain in the neck goes away and it's great, but now you get pain in the back or the hip. And now the body has to compensate again. So now the pain in the hip or the back, let's say the body will compensate and push the weight the other way. And now the pressure builds up on the knee. And that process is quite common. I see that a lot in my clinic. And so now you have knee problems and you start, 30 years of that compensation, you can wear out a knee, but yet you've never done any activities, you never done sports, you never even ran on concrete. Why'd you wear out your knee? Well, it's been slightly out of pace for 30 years and you've been rubbing the bones together and eventually it wears out. And so if you can take and release the muscles, the engaged muscles that hold that compensation out of place and the body straightens back up, now all of a sudden you're going to stop a lot of the structural issues that people have. That leads into a whole bunch of other issues.
Oh, there's no question. People don't pay enough attention to structure. Structure, that's, I think, true, is more important than form.
Yep.
So do you work with chiropractors and physical therapists?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to tell the chiropractors this can make your job easier because their muscles will release, all the engaged muscles release. And the chiropractors I've worked with, they go, Brian, this makes my job easier. And I said, yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh? What I usually tell my clients, I said, look, make sure you just have your shirt on when you go to the chiropractor. He'll have an easier job and you'll hold a whole lot better. And then the physical therapies, they can help them recover better, build muscle better. And then we have some movements on our site that actually help put some of the own bones in place. So my goal is always in my clinic, my goal has always been my goal is for people not to come back. I don't want people to come back. I do everything I can to have them come in one visit and then not come back. And obviously we have some people come back because they fall or get hit or stuff happens. And, please come back if I can help you. But with the intelligent threads, my goal is for people not to come in the first place. If I can get them to put on an article of clothing that releases all the tension that causes the structure to be out of the wrong position, and the body straightens up on its own. And we're starting to see that. I have testimony of people call and say, look, I hurt here. I put this on. You know what? The pain didn't go immediately, but over the next couple of days, I could tell my body was starting to shift back. Sure. And then you know what? My pain did go away. And sure. So, and then other times it does go away immediately or pretty quick. And that's pretty exciting, but it's not designed to take the pain away. It's designed to release the muscle that holds the structure out of place that causes the pain. So we're going upstream to the actual problem of it. Now, if you have a massive amount of scar tissue in the area, then it's still good to wear a product because it's going to take the pressure out of the area with the scar tissue. But then go get the massage therapist or a physiotherapist or somebody to break up that scar tissue so you've corrected the structural imbalance and the scar tissue, and now you're good again. Because if you just break up the scar tissue, which is great, and it could fix you that by itself, you still got to fix what's causing it in the first place or what's causing the structure to be held out of place.
Hi, my friends. Before I go any further, let me take a moment to acknowledge my sponsor, Unikey Health, at unikeyhealth.com, which is your universal key to health since 1992. I have been a spokesperson for this company for over 30 years. They're the home of all my weight loss plans, the Fat Blasting Bio Builder, which has been featured in national magazines. They also carry the Ultimate Brain Support and the Magnesium Multitasker. So whether it's weight loss, internal cleansing, or just targeted health support, go to unikeyhealth.com. Tell them Ann Louise sent you. So can children or toddlers, can they wear your clothing?
Absolutely. I have a 3-year-old, and as long as we fed her and changed her diaper and she wasn't too tired, when she would get a little cranky, we have little blankets. We'll put blankets on her or have her sit on a blanket. She just calms right down. It was pretty neat to see. Obviously, if she's hungry, the blanket didn't do any good at all. But so Fowler's actually loving a lot.
What about animals? Can we use this technology for our pets?
Yeah, so I never thought I figured it would eventually go there one day, but we got a pretty overwhelming demand for pet stuff. So we're really actually coming out with a lot more pet stuff here pretty soon. But I had one guy, I said, Brian, you have to come out with a pet something or another. And I said, why? What do you mean? He goes, well, I put my shirt in my dog's bed. He's really old. And I noticed that week he was so much more spry. He was moving like he hadn't moved in years. I said, oh, that's great. He goes, no, but get this. He said, I took the shirt back from the dog, washed it and wore it, and then I put it in my dirty clothes. Well, I went and washed my clothes, and I didn't see it in there, and I start looking around, and I noticed the dog grabbed it out of the dirty clothes and put it back in his bed.
How cute.
And I thought,
how sweet.
I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. He says, he goes, Brian, either I'm buying another shirt for my dog, or you have to make him like a collar. So we made collars, and that dog now wears it. He tells me that the dog is definitely, he is more young in his ability. So it's pretty neat.
So how long does the technology last in the clothing?
That's a great question. So I had the aha moment and discovered the particle in 2016. And so we can say about 7 years now, but we don't see any drop off in the performance from the original clothing that we infused with the technology. So we think it will last indefinite. We think at least 20 years or as long as the fiber doesn't disintegrate. So once your shirt disintegrates, over. But, you know, 20 years is a good time. I mean, we can say for sure 7. So we think we have something you can buy one time, like a long time. That's kind of what I wanted to do. I didn't want to have people do repeat buys. I wanted to give them something they could buy one time and use for a long time.
Could you put the technology in jewelry and would it have the same effect?
You know, I haven't tried like precious metals or precious stones. I have tried metal and the technology does not seem to bond into any kind of metal. So I don't, at this point, I don't think the jewelry works.
So,
and the other thing about jewelry is the surface area is not as great. The more surface area you cover, the better. So
why do you think your product is different than anything else on the market?
I think it addresses the root cause problem in structure. I just don't see anything structurally that addresses the root cause problem. Most of the stuff are out there will heal the body, and most of the stuff out there is pretty amazing stuff, but no one addresses the structure the way that this does by releasing what causes it to malfunction in the first place.
Will this help aching joints?
Yes, and a lot of people ask me that about arthritis or even rheumatoid arthritis, and I always tell people there's three components to that. There's structure, which is what we're talking about, but then there's also nutrition and toxicity. You have to get that right. So that's part of it. And then the other part of it is stress or emotions. So if you can cover those three areas, I've had people do way better from rheumatoid arthritis and the whole nine yards to the point where their symptoms are very minimal. So,
very
important.
Do you have to wear a top, a bottom, socks, shoes?
So the cool part is you can actually wear a pair of socks and the whole body will release, every engaged muscle will release throughout the body. Or you can put a hat on or a shirt on in the whole body. Every engaged muscle will release.
So is that the first place that I should tell my listeners to look at your socks?
Yeah, if you like. It's a good price point. Give them a good taste how it is. The first prototype pair of socks I made, I let one of my friends wear them. He's 80. He's 80 years old, and I said, "Hey, I said I'm gonna make you." He's 85, 86 now. But I said, "Hey, I'm gonna make you some socks." I said, "I want you to wear them and tell me what you think." And he looked at me like, "You're gonna make me some socks, okay?" And I didn't tell him anything, so I gave him the socks. And a couple weeks later, I saw him and I said, "How's it going?" He said, "Good." I said, "Do you like my socks?" He goes, "Yeah, they're okay." I said, "Did you notice anything with them? How do you feel?" He goes, "Oh, I like them. They make me feel good." But he's not very descriptive. So I said, "Well, this isn't a very good test." And his wife walked up to me. She goes, "Hey, you need to make me some more socks or make him some more socks." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She says, "Well, I get tired of washing those same socks every single day." She goes, "He's that's the only socks he'll wear. he's telling me that his feet don't hurt when he wears them.
Oh my God, that's huge.
I thought, well, the wife always knows more, right? She's a little more descriptive in what she was saying. So I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was a pretty cool testimony. So
very cool. So you have socks, you have shirts, you have shorts.
Yeah, shorts, joggers, yoga pants, hats, scarves, some cashmere clothing, bed sheets, pillowcases, blankets, actually weighted blankets or weighted blankets. Everybody loves those. We found a pretty neat scientist, or excuse me, a pretty neat chemist, and he developed a gel formula that we were able to put our technology in. And so we came out with the Arnica gel, which is pretty neat because the Arnica will actually help the sore area in the body, help it heal and recover and do better. And then our technology will release all the muscles within the body. And then the gel is patented and helps the skin. So it's like a 3-in-1 product. And so that's becoming one of our top sellers because I think people just get it, that it helps the body.
No, I think I heard about that. So what's next on the agenda? You said something about clinics. Do you have clinics in Texas? You're in Texas, am I right?
Correct. I'm in Texas. Long-term plan, I like to open up. I like to train some people and get them out there to do what I do. But at the same time, we're just expanding the line of intelligent threads, get that out there. We just need to help people understand the knowledge base because it is so different. When you put it on, the difference there is. The problem with us with intelligent threads is when you put it on, a lot of times people don't feel anything. And I think they're expecting the shirt to either shock them or make them feel dizzy. I don't know. And what happens is the shirt's not necessarily, or the article clothing's not necessarily, you're going to feel anything from that, but you're going to start feeling your body release. And so I've been telling people just to feel how your body releases, see how you can move better. Well, and then the boot. Yeah.
It just seems to me that a lot of people are not in touch with their bodies.
Well, that's the truth.
That's a big thing. You're talking to somebody who's intimately involved with their body. I know everybody.
Oh, nice.
And tittle. No, I'm extraordinarily sensitive, but a lot of people are not, I've learned.
Yeah, that's very true.
So that's just one little hurdle. So what are you planning to do in the future?
Well, we'd like to continue with our brand, grow our brand, and then we are starting to partner with different companies because other people have really cool clothing and different things that we could utilize with our technology. So we're looking for, companies that already have an existing clothing line that we can partner with and just supply them with a good technology to help people. Because the more we can go out there, the more we can help people. And that's what it's all about. It's about helping people, making them feel better and being more productive and have quality of life.
So what about the EMF clothing or grounding clothing? Have you thought of that?
Yeah, I'd love to find a company to partner with that. We reached out to a couple of companies. And we've been talking to a few of them. But until they feel what we do, they don't quite understand it yet because they're like, what do you mean it releases the muscles in your body? I'm like, I know it's weird. I agree it's weird. So yeah, I think the combination of that, it's a no-brainer.
Well, I love the fact that you're recognizing how important structure is, because that's something that's truly missing in today's integrated medicine. It amazes me how stupid most people are in that regard. So
I've been the last 12 years, I've really plugged into the conferences of alternative medicine where people come and speak, and I think I've only heard 3 people talk on structure in 12 years. I probably listened to hundreds of talks. So it's kind of interesting.
Where do you usually display your goods? What kind of conferences?
So right now we're trying to focus on the biohacking conferences because it just makes sense. Everybody there is looking to ways to make their body better. But we've actually, we've gone to a couple of different formats of that. And then, of course, in my clinic, we display it online. We display it. And we're talking about starting a brick and mortar store to where we can have a place that people can come and try it out all the time.
In Kerrville, Texas, tell everybody where that is.
We're about 60 miles west of San Antonio on I-10. So that's That's probably the easiest description.
So Kerrville, I think I passed Kerrville. We have a home in the Woodlands.
Yep.
So I think I
know. Oh, okay, yeah.
I love the Woodlands. I love Texas.
Yeah, about 4 hours from me. And that's only a little bit of part of Texas. Texas is just ridiculously big. So
ridiculously big and very avant-garde. So this sounds interesting. Are you writing about this? And can people read about it?
On our website. We publish all our studies. We're actually in the process of going and doing some really in-depth studies that we'll have published and everything. So we'll have a lot more material to come out. And then we've done some articles on it as well.
So everybody has to go to Intelligent Threads. You hear that, everyone out there? Intelligent Threads. Brian, you've got a family. Did your family use the technology?
Yeah, my wife. So our first prototype shirt is a black polyester T-shirt, and unfortunately, I picked polyester because it lasts longer than cotton, because cotton does fall apart quicker. And so my wife has pretty much lived in that shirt for about 7 years now, or 6 years now, so to speak. So yeah, I that's her number one outfit. So I need to hurry up and make some better clothes so she can have a variety in what she wears.
How interesting. Are you thinking about shoes?
I've talked to some shoe companies, and logistically, we're just trying to figure it out. The, how do we use our technology and the material? What process of the manufacturing point do we put it into? But yeah, I think shoes would be huge. But when we put socks on, so if you have socks, why would you need shoes other than
I get it.
We do want to do shoes and boots, and I think just to kind of brainstorm a little bit, I think like the airline seats, every plane needs to have this in there, and you sit down, your body relaxes. When I fly, I always have a suit made out of it, so I always have my sports coat on, and sure enough, the people next to me will still get to talking, and I'll put my sports coat on them. And usually I don't get it back the rest of the flight because it feels so good. So I never fly without it or travel without it. Traveling with it is a huge benefit as well. Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah. Well, I'm fascinated to hear about this, and I love the concept of structure. Healing structure, healing heals the whole body. Structure comes first.
It does.
Yeah.
We're
not taught that.
So if you think about it, even with detoxes, you can get the hips right and all the pressure out of the abdomen and the mesentery, and then everything has an easier time to digest, so it's like everything will detox and the lymph nodes will open up, the blood can circulate better, the
nutrition will get to structure. The body.
Yeah.
Structure comes 100%. First.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being my guest, Brian. You'll come back.
Thank you. Yeah, anytime you like.
Excellent. I'll come and visit you in Kerrville, Texas, because you're
not. Please do it anytime.
Only 4 hours from me. And thank you to everybody that's listening today to First Lady of Nutrition. Tune in again next week. Remember to visit my website, annlouise.com, for all the latest podcasts, articles, interviews, and my wonderful download, Fixing a Fatty Liver. So we're going to get organized. We're going to get our structure flowing. We're going to go to Intelligent Threads, annlouise.com. Have a beautiful, healthy, lovely, and alignment week. Shalom uvracha, my friend. And please don't forget to subscribe and like First Lady of Nutrition podcast. Thank you so very much.